The Maricopa County Department of Public Health is advising pregnant women to avoid travel to Sonora. That's in response to a recent spike in Zika cases there. That warning comes just a few months after a U.S. State Department warning about traveling to the popular Sonoran beach destination of San Carlos. So to learn more, we've got KJZZ's Murphy Woodhouse on the line in the Sonoran state capital of Hermosillo. Good morning, Murphy.
Good morning.
So about 3 months ago, the State Department issued that travel warning for San Carlos, and we had you on the show then to talk about it. So can you remind us what's going on with that, first of all?
Of course. So back in late July, there was a spate of kidnappings and other violence in San Carlos itself and then also nearby Guaymas. In response, the State Department issued a travel warning to its employees barring travel there. Obviously, that did not bar regular people, non-State Department employees from traveling there. But of course, those warnings come with a great deal of weight. Mm-hmm. There was a major security response from state and local and actually federal security forces. And a local tourist official told me back then that things quickly calmed down. But of course, the impacts of warnings like that can certainly linger.
Yeah. So now there's this most recent warning from the County Department of Public Health about Zika in the whole state of Sonora. What might the impacts be of this?
Well, as we saw several years ago, when Zika first made international headlines, it could have major impacts on people's travel decisions. But it's not just tourists. That could certainly have impacts on things like conventions. Just to make this as real as possible, you know, I was just covering the International Mining Congress here in Hermosillo, which is one of the largest such conferences really in the Western Hemisphere. Mm-hmm. You have hundreds of companies from around the world, South Africa, Australia, really kind of just a who's who of the mining world, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people traveling here to Hermosillo. Obviously, this news came after everyone was here, but you can certainly imagine how news like that might impact future events of that nature. And for example, we have the upcoming plenary meeting of the Arizona-Mexico Commission here in Hermosillo in November. And I'm sure there are a number of other comparable events. We're not talking about just tourism here. Hermosillo is a major business hub, and certainly this is going to turn a lot of heads.
Yeah. So what do we know about how long there could be a risk there?
So I put that exact question to Dr. Rebecca Sonnenschein with the County Department of Public Health. In the tape, she references the Latin name of the mosquito species that carries Zika, Aedes aegypti.
It's really hard to say. There are a lot of different things that affect Zika spread, including how many Aedes aegypti there are, the weather in general. Obviously, the elevation matters as well. And with the oncoming Hurricane Willa, it's hard to know how much more rain there will be.
So if you do travel to Sonora or other Zika-affected areas, what can be done to prevent the disease from spreading to the local mosquito population?
Yeah, so of course that's one of the big concerns that folks back in Arizona have about this current outbreak here in Sonora. Sun and Shine said standard bite and mosquito prevention techniques can be helpful here. Long sleeves, repellent, screen doors. Long sleeves, of course, are a little bit easier now that the temperatures have finally started falling. And of course, regularly dumping out outside water containers. But just a note, there have been no documented cases either this year or in previous years of any mosquito-borne Zika transmission in Arizona. Every case has been travel-related.
All right. That's KJZZ's Murphy Woodhouse with our Fronteras Desk Bureau in Hermosillo, Mexico. Murphy, thank you so much for the time this morning.
I enjoyed it. Thanks a lot.